Please welcome Glenn.
Good evening. So, basically, I'm going to recycle a story that I told in Morro Bay. I hope you don't mind. I don't know if I told you about Linda. Anyway, first year of high school, I was there with my friends. Is that it? That's all I got? Woo, baby. Wow. Get out of here. Okay, so I was really excited because I was going there with my friends. My friends had gone to a different grade school, and so we were all lopped together. We're going to the same high school. And the first day, I met this girl, and my friends referred to her as Eagle Beak or Parrot Face. Apparently, she had gone to their school, not mine. I didn't know her. But she was in my home room. So I thought I'd introduce myself. She had this incredibly huge mop of red hair, and her face was just covered with freckles. She looked ruddy in appearance, and her lower jaw kind of sloped back, and so did her forehead, and she had this huge nose. And unfortunately, from a side view portrait, she kind of looked like a bird. But I thought she looked absolutely gorgeous and beautiful, and I always thought, I want to draw her, because I thought she just looked regal, like a princess. So I introduced myself in homeroom, found out her name was Linda, and she just kind of looked at me kind of strange, and we parted ways, but I saw her out eating lunch with her girlfriend. So I just sauntered up and said, hey, can I sit down? And she said, sure, and we just started talking. Kind of broke the ice a little bit, so the second day, we're a little bit more friendly, and what I found out was she was just incredible. She was smart, she was witty, she was funny, she just had this wonderful personality, and I just loved it because she kept me smiling, kept me laughing. She would say things that were interesting. My friends had a different take on Linda, and I really didn't like how they were reacting towards her because on the way home, they would kid her about her nose. Now, this is a girl that probably had an entire lifetime of kidding because, I mean, she took it like a champion. I mean, she would just throw some comments back, and she did really well at sort of throwing things back at him, and it was really aggravating my friends because I think, not sure, that she was smarter than all three of us. But I was kind of hesitant to do that because I was a target of bullying my entire school life. And so for me, sitting there listening to them taunt her was kind of disturbing, but I didn't know what to say because these are my best friends. These are guys that I spent entire summers with. These are guys that we shared cigarettes and booze out in the orchards while we're irrigating. You know, these are my pals, my buddies. And so I was kind of low on the totem pole because I was a poor kid in the group. They're all rich. They had big farms, you know, and money and nice clothes, and I was a poor kid. I was wearing the same shoes for 3 years. So, and luckily my friend Doug gave me a Pendleton so I could wear it to school so I could look a little bit okay, but basically I had the same old clothes, and so I was really self-conscious about that. Well, after about a week, I was just so enjoying Linda's company. It was just amazing. I mean, we walked to classes together, we talked during lunch, whatever break we had, we spent time together, and she was just marvelous. One day she showed up with a paper sack, and during lunch she handed it to me, and she said, I think you need these. And I opened up the sack, and it was a brand new pair of green Keds. And I looked at the shoes, checked it out, they were 8 1/2, they were my size. And I said, Linda, what? And she says, you know, I'm tired of seeing those old things you're wearing. I mean, there's holes in the bottom and the sides are ripped out. She said, I don't know why you can't get a new pair of shoes. She said, but I thought, okay, this will be appropriate. And I said, it is appropriate. Thank you very much. And I threw the old shoes away, put on the Keds. They were my size. Well, she guessed at the size, and I actually at that time wore 8s, but they were 8 1/2, but I didn't care. So I thought, what is this girl? I mean, I had friends for years that didn't give a heck about what kind of shoes I wore. They never noticed my shoes. What is it about this girl that noticed my stinking shoes and went to all the trouble to buy me a pair of shoes? And that really hit me. And I thought, you know what? She's more of a friend to me than my friends. Now, that's a strange concept, you know, just because she bought me a pair of shoes. But I mean, I needed a pair of shoes. I couldn't afford a pair of shoes, and she went and bought me a pair of shoes. And to me, that was completely amazing. And that did another thing for me. It made me extremely not like the way my friends were treating her. But like I said, she blew it off. My dad always told me, words never hurt you, kid. Fists hurt you. Somebody taunts you, gives you a hard time, give them this. And so he taught me how to fight. And so that's what I did. So if anybody gave me a hard time, you know, Fist City, we're done. And if I had to fight him a couple times, well, in school, in the grade school, you couldn't fight. If you got busted for fighting once, that was good. Twice, you were suspended. So we got to get into a fight the first time. The second time, it'd have to be off campus. So I had to catch him at a mall or something, you know, and beat him up. But anyway, that usually ended the taunting, and so I was fine with it. You know, taunting didn't last too far. You bullied me, I pounded you. We're done. We're finished. It's all over. So, I don't know. I just had a tough skin with that, and I thought she did too. Well, one day, we're riding home on the bus, and she was different. She was just very quiet. She wasn't doing any comebacks. And my friends were really getting mean and nasty with her. And I thought, gosh, you know, I said, Tim, you know, lay off her. And Tim said, shut up, man. It's okay. It's just old eagle beak. Anyway, I'm looking at her, and she starts to tear up. And when we get to her spot, she just starts full-on sobbing, and she runs off the bus. And at that moment, it seems like sometimes a moment will stretch into hours. You could be thinking about something in just a second of time, and it seems like your whole life flashes before you. And I was remembering all the times the kids called me flat nose or pug. And I remember how I felt. And I thought, okay, wait a minute. That's how she feels, how I felt when the kids were picking on me. And all of a sudden, it just came to my mind. You know, I've seen a lot of girls cry before, but not because of something I was participating in. And I was participating in hurting this human being that I absolutely adored, and I didn't like that feeling. And the only thing I could think of was get off this bus and go get her. And I jumped up and I ran off the bus. The bus driver said, hey, this isn't your stop. I'm going to report you. I said, report me. I'm off the bus. And I ran after her, and I don't know why I did this. I can't think of why I did this to this day. But I got her, and I grabbed her arm, and I turned her around, and I threw my arms around her, and I just held her. And I'd never had a girl sob into my shoulder. It was getting pretty wet, and she just kept on crying. And then she pushed away from me and pushed me away. She said, what are you doing? And I said, I'm trying to apologize. She said, you're trying to apologize after you and your friends give me hell all this time? You're trying to apologize? And I said, yes, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I think you're beautiful. I love your nose. And she looked at me and she said, that's a bunch of bullshit. How can you love a nose? And I said, well, because it's a nose. I don't have a nose. I got this flat little thing. Okay, I can't see it unless I cross my eyes. You can see your nose without crossing your eyes. I mean, it's planted firmly on your face, and I think it's beautiful. In fact, when I was a kid, people used to give me a hard time. I used to put clothespins on my nose to try to make it pointy. And then a funny thing happened. She started to smile, wiping tears from her eyes, and she started to smile. And I thought, holy cow, I said the right thing, apparently. And then she said, you really did put clothespins on your nose? And I said, yes. And she started laughing, and I started laughing. And we laughed for a few minutes out on the sidewalk in bright sun, you know, just laughing, cars going by, looking at us like, look at those two weirdos. And then she got deathly serious, and she said, wait a minute, how are you getting home? And I said, I guess I'm walking. And she said, well, how far is it? I said, about maybe 5 or 6 miles. And she said, oh, no. That was a gallant thing for you to get off the bus and apologize to me. My mom's giving you a ride home. I said, okay. And so we went over to her house. She got me a glass of milk and some cookies, and we're just sitting in the kitchen. And her mom comes in, and her mom says, okay, you know our rules, and especially no young men in the house. And Linda did the funniest thing. She jumped up and she said, this is not a young man. This is a gallant knight that got off his royal steed in order to save me from two fearsome dragons. Rawr! And I just looked at her, and her mother looked at her and said, okay. perhaps you're staying the night for dinner. So anyway, her mom took me home. I got to shorten it because, okay, I'm under the gun. Her mom took me home, and the next day at the bus stop, of course, my friends were giving me hell about it. And I just said, okay, guys, you're not going to pick on Linda anymore. You're not going to call her eagle beak. You're not going to call her parrot face, none of that. And of course, Tim says, well, who the hell are you? And I said, I'm your best friend who helps you with all your chores so you can get done and we can hang out. Bottom line, you're not going to pick on her. Tommy says, what are you going to do if we do? What are you going to do if we call her eagle beak? And I said, I'm pounding you, and I'm going to pound you. I'm going to pound both of you. You're not going to talk to her that way. She's my friend. And guess what? It worked. They stopped picking on her, and Linda became my best friend.